It's 9 o'clock. We'll begin. Let's finish Shas together. This evening's learning is Le'ilui Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Zvi, Rav Yosef. It's also in a merit for the Refuah Shleima for all those in our community who are very seriously ill. Today's daf is daf Chaf Beis, and we're going to begin with an incredible daf Yomi coincidence. An incredible daf Yomi coincidence. Here we go. We are at the very top of the page on Chaf Bey. Where are we? We are on the very bottom of the page of Chaf Alpha Midbeis, very bottom. So we are up to the Gemara on the very bottom of the page. Two dots. Bottom line, Chaf Alpha Midbeis, says the Gemara. Amar Rav Kahana, Darash Rav Nassim Bar Minyamin Shmei Derebi, Tanchum. Remember those names. Darash Rav Nassim Bar Minyamin Shmei Derebi, Tanchum. Ner Shel Chanukah Sheinicha Lamala Me'asrim Amos Psula. If you place your Ner Chanukah above 20 Amos, it's Pasul. Kisukah Ukamavoy. Like a sukkah that's higher than 20 Amos is Pasul. And like a Mavoy, an alley that you try to be Makshabit, we'll learn a lot about this in Maseches Erevin coming up in the summer, that if you put your korah more than 20 amos above your mavoi, you can't be makshir mavoi. So there's halacha ner Chanukah can't be above 20 amos. Good. Look at the next halacha. Same rabbis. Another halacha. Not a halacha. Another statement of Rav Nassim Bar Minyamin name of Tanchum. My dichsiv v'habor reik ein bo mayim, that Yosef's brothers threw him into a bar that had no water in it. It says it's empty. Any Odesh in Bomayim? So obviously it doesn't have water in it. Why did Torah have to go and say in Bomayim? Ella, Matam Aloma in Bomayim, Mayim in Bo Avon Choshem Akrav Miyeshbo. So it didn't have water in it, but it had snakes and scorpions in it. So all of them first may ask a question. If it had snakes and scorpions in it, so why did Reuven say, oh, let's just throw him in here and we'll, because his intention was to save him? If they knew there were snakes and scorpions, and furthermore, the Ramban already points out that if the brothers knew there were snakes and scorpions in there, and he survived, maybe they shouldn't have sold him down to the Egyptians. Obviously, they would have known there was some miracle was going on over there. So, what's the deal with the snakes and scorpions? Third question is, why is this statement, yes, I know it's the same rabbi, but why in the world is this statement stated right after the last statement? So, listen to the unbelievable pshat of the Torah Tamima, and listen to this incredible Daf Yomi coincidence, an incredible Daf Yomi coincidence. Listen to this. So, why is a Ner Chanukah above 20 Amos puzzle? So the answer is, because a person's eyes generally only go up to 20 Amos. So says the Torah Tamima, that's the proof that the brothers did not know there were snakes and scorpions in the well, because the bore was obviously more than 20 Amos deep. And how do you know that the bore was more than 20 Amos deep? There's no Rashi on Maseches Tamid, but there's a Mefarish. In the place where it usually is Rashi, there's the Mefarish on Maseches Tamid. The Mefarish on Maseches Tamid says that the rabbis had a tradition that wherever the Torah says Vayashlich, Vayashlichu, it means more than 20 Amos. Where do you get that from? This morning's Parsha. You know what we read in this morning's Parsha? It says about the crop. When you're a kid, you know what the crop is. The crop is that part of a bird where it begins to digest the food. There's the crop and the gizzard, right? You know about the crop and the gizzard? Anyway, the crop is where the bird, most humans digest just in the stomach. By birds, it's a two-part thing. There's the crop and then there's the gizzard. So when you're removing the crop, you throw it. It says, V'hishlich Eitzah Mizbeach Kedma. And the Mishnah in Tumid says it was 20 amos away. They put it 10 amos in. They threw it 20 amos away. So the Mefarish in Tumid says, oh, the rabbis had a tradition that wherever it says v'hishlich, it means 20 amos. Guess what it says by Yosef? V'yashlichu oso alabor. 20 amos. That's how we knew it was 20 amos. So it's v'yashlichu oso. That's how you know it's 20 amos. And that's why the brothers couldn't know that there were snakes and scorpions. And that's why Reuven said, just chuck him in here. He was planning on saving him. He had no idea there were nechashim akravim there. What kind of daf yomi coincidence is that? Unbelievable. We just read it this morning. Okay. Now that everybody had their enjoyment for the night, let's learn something. Here we go. Okay. And that's why says the Torah Tamima, that's why these two statements of Rav Tanchum by Chanilei are back to back. Because it's because you can't see more than 20 amos, and the bar was more than 20 amos. That's why the brothers didn't know that there were snakes and scorpions. That's why they threw them in there. Because had they known that, the Ramban al-Torah says, had they known that, and then they saw he got out of it, they should have bowed down to him right on the spot. If he got out of the snakes and scorpions, they should have realized he was a holy man. Anyway. Okay. Amar Rabba, Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah La'anicha, B'tefach HaSmucha L'Pesach. It's got to be within one tafach of the door. Because they got to know it's you. They got to know it's your house. V'heicha manichle. So which side of the door? Ravacha berei. The Rav Amar Miyamin. Ravacha says on the right. Rav Shmuel Midifti Amar Mismol on the left. V'hilchas HaMismol. That was on the Kadesh Dei Ner Chanukah Mismol. U'mezuzah Miyamin. Halach of mezuzah is uksatam al mezuzah beisecha v'sharecha beisecha derech biyascha. People generally take the first step with the right foot, so you put the mezuzah on the right so that when you take the step into the house with your right foot, you'll be closer to the mezuzah. So that's why you put the mezuzah on the right, so this way you're surrounded by mitzvos when you walk to the house. You have the mezuzah on the right and the Ner Chanukah on the left. Amar Rabbi Amar Rasi, also laharitzos mos k'neged Ner Chanukah. You're not allowed to count money by the light of the Neros Chanukah. What's the problem with doing that? Does the Ner have Kedusha? Maskalar of Yosef, v'chidam Kedusha Yeshba? Okay, but does blood have Kedusha? Desanya, yet we went to the Braisa that when it comes to Kisei Adam, v'shafach v'kisa b'mesha shafach yichase, that you have to use your hands to do Kisei Adam and not your foot. Shelo yichasen beregel. Shelo yuhu mitzvos bezuyos Allah. Because if you do with your foot kisi adam, you're showing that you don't really respect the mitzvah that night. That much. So hachanami, so too over here, you shouldn't count money by the light of the Chanukah candles. Shelo yuhu mitzvos bezuyos Allah. Because it's bezuy mitzvah. Now the question here in the Gemara is, gentlemen, that we just learned in the last daf, three different opinions about whether mutter l'shtamish la'or or asa l'shtamish. So how does that shtim with this Gemara? I mean, If you remember, we had before three opinions, but there was really only two opinions about this, whether mutter l'shtamish l'or or asur l'shtamish l'or. So the question is, how does this Gemara jive with that? So obviously, the Rishonim all talk about this. So most of the Rishonim, namely the Ramban, the Rashba, and others, explain that this Gemara, Rav Asi, and this Gemara agrees to Rav, who said earlier, also, l'shtamish la'ora, that you're not allowed to use the light of the candle. And he's coming to add that not only can you not use it for like a major function, but even if you're just counting your money, which is not such a major function, it doesn't really look like you're on the other end of the room, you're counting your money, it doesn't really look like you're using it, that's also considered asur. That's the way most Rishonim learn. That's the Ramban's shita. However, the Baal Amor disagrees. The Baal Amor says, no, Rav Asi disagrees on Rav. The Rav held, it's Asur l'shtamesh la'or haner, even a tashmis shel mitzvah, like let's say to learn Torah, because Ner Chanukah is domed to the lights in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore any hana, even a tashmis shel mitzvah, is Asur. However, Rav Asi in our Gemara says, no, a tashmis shel mitzvah is mutter. He says it's just because of bizui mitzvah. So you're only not allowed to use a secular thing like counting your money. But he's coming to say, if you're going to learn Torah, let's say, by the Chanukah candles, that would be perfectly fine. Because he held the reason is not because it's like the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. He held it's because of bizui mitzvah. It's a bizayon. So if you're going to do a not respectful thing, that's no good. Like counting your money. But to learn Torah, that would be okay. So my major machlok is we've shown him how to learn this situation. Fine, let's continue. Boom, in Amir Rabbi Shua ben Levi. They asked the Kashmir Shua ben Levi, Mao listabek mi noye sukkah kol shiva. Let's say, now again, my father had a, Zichron Levracha, had a tradition, every year he would hang these like plastic fruit in the sukkah. There was an inn to hang fruit. So, of course, what do I do? Follow exactly what my father did. I went made my wife crazy. So we have to hang fruit. That's the way my father did it. He hung fruit. So we hang a lot of plastic fruit in the sukkah. That's what we do. Only very close to the schach. It shouldn't hang down too much. or machmir like that opinion. So you gotta, it's got, when you hang stuff from the schach, it should only be close to the schach, like within 3 tefachim from the schach. It's not supposed to hang down too far. So we hang fruit. But apparently, now I know, by reading this Gemara, now I know where my father got it from, because there used to be a minhag to hang actual fruit from the sukkah, and that's considered to be a decoration of the sukkah. That's what the Gemara says. So the question is, okay, so now you hung all these beautiful apples, the whole sukkah. Now you want to eat them. So they were serving as your noy sukkah. They were beautifying your sukkah. They're part of your mitzvah of sukkah. Are you now allowed to take the apples down from the schach in the middle of sukkahs and eat the apples? Oh. So right, they always taught us that the sukkah is muktzah. So there's tzvei dinim here. There's muktzah and there's bizui mitzvah. It's two different things. Let's see. Right, we learned, I think, last time, you can't take the schach and use it as a stickball bat. Right, you can't take a piece of bamboo. I know nobody here knows what bamboo is, but some people still use bamboo for the sukkah. I'm one of the few, the proud, the people who still use bamboo. Don't tell anybody, but Mordechai Willig says you should use the bamboo, you shouldn't use, don't tell the rabbi, Lemaisa, don't tell the rabbi, but his father doesn't use mats. The rabbi uses mats, but his father, I don't know, whatever, I don't want to get into that. But he doesn't, no, the rabbi doesn't use mats. Also, the rabbi also bamboo? He also uses bamboo. Okay, good. No, he's mate the mats, yeah. But most people use the mats. The rabbi and me, the diehard Rabbi Willig Talmidim still use bamboo. We still use bamboo. Okay, so that's the example I always give, right? You're not allowed at Chol HaMoed take a piece of the schach down and use it to play stickball. Now, nobody here knows what stickball is either. That's another problem. But we used to play stickball when I was a kid. We used to play stickball back in the day. So here we go. So are you allowed to take a piece of the apple and eat a bite of the apple? So Amar Lahu, so Rabbi Shimon Levi said, Hare Amru, Osa Lahartos Mos Kneged Ner Chanukah, Mishum Bizui Mitzvah. So you're not allowed to count the money by the Ner Chanukah because it's Bizui Mitzvah. So too over here, it's being Mevazah the Mitzvah if you're going to sit there and eat it. Says the Gemara, so Rav Yosef didn't like this. Amar of Yosef, Mari Davram. That's just a way of like saying, you know, Master of Avram, like by the Rabbon Shalom. What kind of answer is that? Tali Tanya Bedelo Tanya. You are hanging a Beforish Adin in a Brisa with a din that's not explicit. Sukkah Tanya. It's the din of Sukkah is a Beforish Brisa. It's a Beforish Brisa that you're not allowed to benefit from the Sukkah. Chanukah Lo Tanya. Where do we see a Beferish Abraisa? Desanya, Sikicha, Kilchasa. If you put up your Schach, V'itra, Bekrumim, and you decorated the Schach with various decorations of Vestinim, a cloth, Samutsuyarim, colored cloths, V'talaba, Egozim, Afarsikim. I think that's a peach, if I'm not mistaken. Egozim, like nuts and peaches, Shkedim, V'rimonim, pomegranates and almonds. Bundles of grapes. You come to the Kamenetsky Sukkah, you see a lot of bundles of grapes. But they're all plastic, not the real ones. But this is talking about the real ones. Oh, I have that in my sukkah also. Ears of corn. We have it in the sukkah. Yenos, Shmanim, Muslasos. Osir Lestapik Mehem. You're not allowed to use them. Ad Motso Yontav Achon Shel Chag. Until Shmini Atzeres. V'im hisna aleim. However, if you made a Tanai before Sukkah starts that you're not making them mukta as part of the Schach, hakol l'fitno. So then you are allowed to use them. So it's a Beferish Abraisa. It's a Beferish Abraisa. Now, there's two halachas over here. Okay, there's bizui mitzvah and there's muktzah. I never really fully understood this about sukkah. So there's a tosus over here, Dimer Maschil Sukkah. Long tosus talks about this topic. Mashma, the time of the noy mishum sukkah mishum bizui mitzvah. What do you mean? I thought it was muktzah. So tosus answers that muktzah is a din only on yontif. So let's take a look at this for a second. This is very important. So our Gemara sounds like the reason why you're not allowed to take this is a bizui mitzvah. So ask Taisus, the Gemara later on, Memhei, says it's Mukta, Huktza le Mitzvaso. So Tosus answers that you need both reasons. Huktzah l'mitzvaso is only on Shabbos and Yontif. Muktzah is only a din on Shabbos and Yontif, because the whole Isser Muktzah only applies to Shabbos and Yontif. But on Chol HaMoed, it's not Shayach HaTam. There's no Muktzah. There's no din of Muktzah on Chol HaMoed. L'kach Tzarech HaTam Shel Bizui Mitzvah, which applies even on Chol HaMoed. So Bizui Mitzvah applies even on Chol HaMoed. Also, why don't you just have that reason? However, that reason is not good enough either, because Bizui Mitzvah is only at the time that it's actually falling, it's actually on the sukkah. However, once it falls off the sukkah, it's no longer serving as a decoration. So it comes out like this. If you had apples, so on Yontif or Shabbos, if they fell off on Yontif or Shabbos, you're still not allowed to use them because it was muktzah. Migo diskasevish rushes. But on Chol HaMoed, you're only not allowed to use it while it's on the sukkah. Once it falls off, it falls off by itself. It's no longer serving as and it's not muktzah, so it's no longer serving as a decoration of the sukkah. You'd be allowed to eat it because there's no longer any bizui mitzvah. Oh. Kfar einu mishamish mitzvah. And that's why you need the reason of muktzah. Beautiful. That's the way the Masha understands the Chol HaMoed. However, the Tosfos HaRosh disagrees. He said, that's the Marashah, what I just said to you. The Tosfos HaRosh holds even on Chol HaMoed, if it falls down, you can't use it. The Ma'arit and the Gra understood that way, B'das HaTosfos. So that's a big Shaila. You could put it into the Halacha chat. Put it into the BMW Halacha chat. The rabbi's going to say, what are you worrying about Sukkah here? We're holding on Pesach. You asked me Shailas about Sukkahs. You put it in the Halacha chat, it's a machlekes, the Marashah against the Tosfos HaRosh, and the Gra seems to side like the Tosfos HaRosh that he would say would be usser. Ketzat shayach isser muktzah gam b'chol HaMoed. That's what some say. Okay, there's a lot more to discuss about this, but hey, we're just learning Daf Yomi here. Okay, let's go. Says the Gemara, Ella Amar Rav Yosef. So, Avuan Dechulu Dam. Rav Yosef says, the source of all the Yisurim of Bizui Mitzvah is Kisei Adam. So that teaches us, you're right, it's not the Braisa, the source is Kisei Adam. And that teaches us everything. Itmar. Oh, stop. Okay, so the source is Kisei Adam. Fine. Says Igmar. Itmar. Okay, three fascinating disputes in Rabban Shmuel. Now, gentlemen, it's very important to know. It's very important to know that generally, as machlok is Rav against Shmuel, the halacha is halacha ke Rav be isure, halacha ke Shmuel be dine. By all the universe of a heter is usually like Rav, and dine mamonas dine nefashos we follow Shmuel. That's usually. But these are three exceptions to the rule where we're going to follow Rav even by isure, says the Gemara. I'm sorry. We're going to follow Shmuel, even by Yisuri. Itmar Rav Amar Ein Madlikin Miner Lener, Ushmuel Amar Madlikin Miner Lener. Are you allowed to light one Chanukah candle from the other? Rav says no. Shmuel says yes. The Gemara is going to explain each of these in depth a little bit later, but just on a very basic level, yeah, this is talking about to light Chanukah candles one from the other. One from the other. So what's the problem? Bizui mitzvah. That's the Ritva. The Ritva says it's not nice to use a chetzah shel mitzvah to light another candle. Fine. We'll see what the argument is in a minute. Rav Amar Ein Mas...
Isn't it only
Bizoi
if it's not another Ner
Chanukah? No, it says Manik, Madlik, and me. Oh, you say it's only Tuchula? No, I think it's no. This means Miner Lener Ner Chanukah. We'll see in a second. We'll see in a second, Yehuda. The Gemara is going to go into this. Lahadak Ner Shelchol Miner Shel Chanukah Gam L'Shmuel Aser. That's even also according to Shmuel. Shmuel would agree that if you're going to light a weekday candle from the Chanukah candle, Shmuel would agree that that's also. The discussion here is whether you can go from one Chanukah. We're going to see in a minute, Yehuda. We're going to see. I'm 99% sure. Let's see. We'll see in a second. Let's see. The Gemara is going to talk about that. Rabbi Maim Leimaneir Shmuel Amadlikin. Shmuel says you're allowed to light one Chanukah candle to the other. Rabbi Mar Ein Matir and Sitzes Mibeged LeBeged. Ushmuel Amar Matir and Mibeged LeBeged. Are you allowed to untie Tzitzis from one garment and put it on another garment? So it's not nice to the old garment. It's a bizayon to the old garment. Ushmuel Amar Matirin. No, it's not a problem. Third machlokas. Rav Amar Ein Halacha Rav Shimon B'Greira. Dover Shena Miskavin, right? The famous case of dragging a bench. Dragging a bench. Can you drag a bench across your backyard if there is a 50-50 chance, or even a 75-25, or even a 95, or even a 5-95 chance that it's going to, it's not a psik ratio, it's not 100%. It's going to make a hole in your backyard, dragging the bench. It's soft, your dirt is soft. You're not 100% sure it's going to make a ditch. So the question is Dav Hashem Miskaven on Shabbos mutter or usser? Rav Shimon says Dav Hashem Miskaven is mutter, and Rabbi Yehuda says usser. So Rav says, we don't follow Rabbi Shimon. Ain't like Rav Shimon Greira. Shmuel Amar Rav Shimon Greira. Dav Hashem Miskaven is mutter. That's the way we paskin, by the way, right? That's why if you brush your hair, you comb your hair with a comb on Shabbos, and you're not sure whether it's going to pull out hair or not. So it's mutter, because it's Dav Hashem Miskaven without a psik ratio. It's not for sure going to happen. Amar Abaye, kol mili demar avid kirav. Abaye says, everything in all in Yanam of Isser Veheter, I always follow Rav. My Rebbe, Rabbi Mar Nachmani, always followed Rav. Levar Mehani Talas, except for these three. We've David Kishmuel. Madlikim Ner Lener. He was lenient by Ner Lener. O Matirin Mi Beged LeBeged. And you could untie the Tzitz of Alakar Rav Shimon B'Greira. Three leniencies of Shmuel against Rav. Desanya. Rabbi Shimon Oimer. Gor Ada Mita Tkise V'Safsal. You're allowed to drag a bench or a bed or a chair. Uvachli Skavin Lasel Schritz. As long as you don't intend to make the chritz, and it's not a psik resha, so then, I mean, it's not for sure going to happen, so then it's okay. Yosef and Rabban Kamei de Rav Adar Barav, of Yosef and Kamar, time of the Rav. What's the reasoning of Rav that he forbade lighting one Chanukah candle to the other? Mishum bizui mitzvah. Ah, so now we come to what Yehuda said. So, Rav Adar Barav understood, Rav Adar Barav understood, like Yehuda, like Jordan Matthew. He understood that the reason of Rav is that we're talking about a case of where you did it like this. That you didn't directly light one Chanukah candle to the other Chanukah. You did it like this. You took a match and you put the match to one Chanukah candle, and now you're going to use that match to light another Chanukah candle. So it's Bizei Mitzvah because you did a step in between. But had you gone directly, since you're using it for a mitzvah, it's not a problem with Bizei Mitzvah, that would be okay. That's the understanding of Rav. Amar Lahu. So Rav Adar Barav said to the Talmidim. So this was a certain Talmud said this in front of Rav Adar Barav. He said that's Pshat and Rav. So Rav Adar Barav was sitting there, heard this Talmud saying this. Lo tatzisule! Don't listen to him! Don't listen to Yehuda! He doesn't have the right pshat in the Gemara. Don't listen to him! It's not the pshat. Taimei derav, it's not because of Bizei Mitzvah. Taimei derav, mishum dekam makchish mitzvah. The problem is not mishum Bizei Mitzvah. The problem is that when you light one candle to the other, doesn't matter what you light, doesn't matter whether you use a match or you're lighting the other candle, makes no difference how you do it. Either way, it's a problem, not because of Bizei Mitzvah. The problem is, that's not the reason. The problem is, Mishum Dekam Makrish Mitzvah, that when you light one candle from the other, it looks like you're taking some of the shine away, it looks like you're taking some of the oil away from that candle. Either that's what Rashi did. It looks like it. Other Rishonim say no. Imamish does make it a little bit less. just you can't tell. And others say different pshat. Different explanations. Says the Gemara, my benayu. What's the difference between the way the Talmud said it or the way Rav Adda Bar Rava said it? Ikabeinayu de kamadlik mishraga lishraga. The difference is going to be to light one Chanukah candle to the other one. That's going to be enough gemina between the way you understand the machlokas. Man de Omar, the rabbi that sat in front of Rav Adda Bar Rava, mishum bizui mitzvah. The rabbi that sat in front of him who said that the reasoning that Rav forbade this is because of Bizei Mitzvah, that's only a problem if you did the match in between. Mishraga l'shraga madlik. Rav would admit that from candle to candle would be okay. Manda amar mishuma kushe mitzvah. However, the opinion that says it's not because of Bizei Mitzvah, rather it's because you're somehow weakening the candle. It's not a Bizayon issue. It's an issue that you're weakening the candle. It's not a Bizayon. It's more that you're weakening it. Mishraga l'shraga nami aser. So even from, either it looks like you're weakening it or you are weakening it. So then, even from candle to candle, that would be a problem because it looks like you're doing something not nice to the existing candle. So it comes out that Rav Adda Bar Rava and the Talmud that was in front of her arguing, what's the case that Rav and Shmuel are arguing about? According to Rav Adda Bar Rava, they're arguing directly candle to candle. Rav says, also Shmuel says mutter. However, using a match in between, everybody would agree is usser. According to Rav Adda Bar Rava, using a match, everyone agrees is awesome because for sure because not only are you weakening it, but it's also Bizei Mitzvah. So everyone will agree it's awesome. However, according to the Talmud, they're dafka arguing in a case where you use, if it's just an issue of Bizei Mitzvah, then they're dafka arguing in a case where you use a match in between. However, ner l'ner would be mutter if you went directly candle to candle, even Rav would be matir directly a candle to a candle. Because it's only a Bizei Mitzvah issue, even Rav would be matir. So there comes out of machlokes between Rav Adda Bar Rava and Rav, what's the case? Let's just repeat it one more time because we're going to need to remember it. Rav Adda Bar Rava says that they're arguing in a case of direct, but in the case of where you use a match in between, everyone agrees it's usser. The Talmud in front of Rav Adda Bar Rava says no. They're arguing in the case of candle to candle, and the Talmud said, they're arguing in the case of where you use a match, but if it's candle to candle, everyone agrees it's mutter. So that's very important. Okay, says the Gemara, Masiv Rav Avya. Rav Avya asked the question against this. Masiv Rav Avya. Maiser Sheni. If you have gold coins that you transfer the Maaser Sheni Kedusha onto the gold coins, Ein Shoklin Kenegdan Dinarei Zahav. You have Maaser Sheni coins. Don't weigh them against other coins, other gold coins, to see if those other gold coins could be used themselves to transfer Maaser Sheni. Afil L'chal of Maaser Sheni Acher. Even if you're trying to weigh those coins against these coins to use them for a mitzvah also, because right now they're not holy, they're chulin. So it's mamish exactly the same case as the match in between the two candles. Says the Gemara, Iyamis bishlama, ki pligi ravu shmuel miner liner. Avo bekinsa, but if you had a match in between, osar shmuel. So then, holo hatevit yufta. So then you have no problem from the price of Maaser Sheni. However, Ela I Amris Bekinsa Nami Shari. If you tell me that Shmuel not only was he matir to go from candle to candle, but he was even matir to do it ayyidei he was even matir to do it through a match. So how come that's mutter in the case of Maaser Sheni is usher? It's mamish the same thing. Hati Aviti Ufta, this brisa should be a stira to Shmuel's words. How come when you have Maaser Sheni money, which you're measuring against other chulin, dinar mechulin, in order to use that for Maaser Sheni, how come there you're not allowed to do that, but to light from one Chanukah candle via a match to another Chanuk again. The Shmuel said it's fine. Why? Why is it fine? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Gzeira Hashem Alo Yechavein Mishkalosa V'Kamapik Lehu Lechulin. The Gemara says we're afraid. No, we're afraid. Maybe it'll become clear that the two weights are not equal. Either because they're too little, either because that the dinari achulin are lacking, and you can't be mechal them, or they're too big and you won't want to, the kamafik lahul achulin, and you'll end up not using them for meiser. So it's going to turn out that really you were mevaz in a mitzvah, because you ended up not using them. If they're not the right weight, you're not going to use them, so you're going to end up taking them out lachulin, keeping them chulin. Says the Gemara, Rav Sheshes, Michutz la paroches ha'edus yaroch, that you light the menorah. You light the menorah. Michutz la paroches ha'edus. So the Bryce says, why is it called edus? V'chila ora hu tzarech. Does Hashem need the light of the menorah? V'lo kol ha'rabam shan shalach v'nei sov mimdu la'hoch el ora. Hashem is the one who provides light for everything. In the Midbar, he had the Amud Eish provided light. Ella, Eidus, the lighting of the menorah is Eidus l'bay olam shashchina shora b'Yisrael. The menorah is Eidus, that there's Shechina. Obviously, no one needed the light. The Kohanim didn't need the light. The Rabbanu Shalom doesn't need the light. So that's why you light the menorah. Says Gemara, my Eidus. How does the menorah testify about the Shechina? Amarav, Zu ner ma'aravi. It means the middle candle. Shenosein ba Hashem and kemidas chavrusah. The middle candle will have the same amount of oil, the same amount of oil as all the other candles. Umimena hayamadlik. And yet a miracle happened that it was the last one clean, but it would last all the way through to the next day. Uvahaya misayim. Even though it was the last one cleaned, it would last, it would always be enough there, even though it had the same amount of oil, to light all the other candles. So wait a second. Sounds like they used to use that candle to light the other candles. Says Gemara, V'ha-ha-cha, V'ha-ha-cha, Kevan de Kivi Neros. Now, you can't take it out. Lo sagi de lo mishkal vadluki. So the only way to light from the Ner HaMa'aravi is you're going to have to take a match. You can't take the candle out of the menorah, so you have to take a match. V'kakashia bein l'man d'amar mishum bizui mitzvah bein l'man d'amar mishum akhushe mitzvah. How are you allowed to do that? Either way, this is a problem. So it sounds like you're allowed to do it even with a match. So according to Rav, whether you say the reason of Rav is that Rav forbade this because of Bizuye Mitzvah, or Rav forbade because of Ikhushe Mitzvah, whichever Pshat you say in Rav, either way, it's a kash against Rav. And so the Gemara, Tigamar of Papa, Psilos Arukos. No, the wicks were so long that you could go directly from one wick to the other one. Says the Gemara, so you're Mamayat the Kasha. Sof, l'man d'amar mishum akhushe mitzvah, kashya. Okay, good. You got rid of the bizuya mitzvah problem. But there's still not akhushe mitzvah problem. What about the fact that you're making it less? Says the Gemara, kashya. You're right, it's a kashya. Why is it not a tiyufta? So the Ritva writes, it's not a tiyufta because you can answer that this was only permissible by the menorah, that you had no other choice. You had no other choice. Obviously, that's the way Hashem wanted you to do it. If the pasuk says that you're supposed to light all of them from the Ner HaMa'aravi, so that's the way you had to do it. So it's a kash, it's not a tiyufta. Okay. Says the Gemara, Ma'i have Allah, what's the psak? Amar Ravuna Brei de Yeshua, Chazina, I hadlaka ose mitzvah, if the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is the placing down of a menorah, which means, let's say a chere shote v'katam would light the menorah, and then a gadol would place it down in the right spot. So you'd be yotze, because the lighting is not the mitzvah. It's the placing down of the menorah that's the mitzvah. Then, matlikin miner l'ner. like they did it in the Beis HaMikdash, because again, Chazina, ihad laka osa mitzvah. If you say the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is the lighting, which would mean, if you say the mitzvah is the lighting, which would mean that if a chere shotev katan did the lighting and then you placed it down, you would not be yotze, because the key thing is the lighting. The lighting is the mitzvah. So then madlikin miner l'ner. So then it would be okay, because since the hadlaka is the mitzvah, so it's not a bizoy mitzvah, because you're using it for another mitzvah. It's not a bizayon to use the candle for another mitzvah. V'ihanocha ose mitzvah. However, if the lighting is not the mitzvah, which means if a chere shotev katan would light it and then you would place it down, you would be yotze. A gadol would place it down. That it's the hanocha, placing it down, is what makes the mitzvah. Ein madlikin minei l'ner. So then you can't light from one candle to the other, because since the lighting is not really the mitzvah, so therefore lighting from one to the other would be a bizui mitzvah. Dibailahu, because we know we already asked this question. Hadlaka osa mitzvah, o hanacha osa mitzvah. Which is it? Is the hadlaka the thing that makes the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, or the hanacha? What's the difference halacha l'maaseh, what I just said? That if you hold hadlaka osa mitzvah, means that someone who's chayv in mitzvahs would have to light it. If you say hanacha, and therefore the placement could be done by a chere shotev katan. But if you say hanacha osa mitzvah, then the halacha could be done by a chere shotev katan, and the hanacha has to be done by a bar chiyuva. That's Tosus in D'Ibaya. We'll see the Gemara later on. So the Gemara says, D'Ibaylu. Tashma, come in here, proof to this issue. Dama Rava, haya tafus ner Chanukah v'omid. If a guy was holding on to the Ner Chanukah and he was standing, holding in his hand, lo asav lo klum, that's worthless. You're not yotze. Shma mina, hanacha osa mitzvah. So you see from that hanacha is what's the important thing, even though you're going to lit the candle. It's like, nah. Hasam, that's not a raya. Hasam, haroe omer litzarko denakale. The reason why it doesn't work when it's in your hand is because there's no persume nisa, because the guy thinks you're just lighting the candle because you need the light. It's in your hand. So that's not a good raya. Tashma damarava, hadlaka bifnim. Hidlika bifnim vahotziah. If you lit the Ner Chanukah inside, then you took it outside. Lo asa klum. It's meaningless. So the Gemara says, Iyamis b'shlama hadlaka osa mitzvah. So if you say hadlaka osa mitzvah, then this makes a lot of sense. Hadlaka b'makomu bin. You have to light it in this right place. Umishem hachi lo asa klum. It's worthless. Ali Iyamis hanacha osa mitzvah. If you say the whole mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is just placing it down, my loss of a little cum. What's the problem with lighting it inside and then taking it outside and putting it down? If hanacha osa mitzvah, so you lit it inside and it should be fine. So this seems to be a proof that hadlaka osa mitzvah. Says the Gemara, hasam nami haro homan soku with hadlaka. No, that's also not a good ride, because a guy watching is going to think that you only lit it inside because you needed the light, and now you're going to bring it outside. Since there's going to be no persuminisa, so these guys going to think you need it inside the house, and once you were finished it, you put it outside, you don't need it anymore. So the Gemara says, okay, that's not a good raya. So Tashman, finally, let's hear the final proof, and now the Gemara is actually going to prove it. Tashman, Dom Rishu ben Levi, Ashashis, a glass kli, that Shehaisa dolekas v'lekas kol yom kulo. You had a glass bulb that had a candle in it the whole Friday afternoon. It was lit the whole time. L'motzai Shabbos, you lit this, again, you lit the Ner Chanukah in this glass thing. You lit a Ner Chanukah, the glass thing, Erev Shabbos, and it lasted the entire Shabbos long. L'motzai Shabbos, mechabe u'madlika. You have to extinguish it, and then light it again. Says the Gemara, Iyamas Mishlam Hadlocha is a mitzvah. If you say the Hadlocha is the mitzvah Shapra, I understand why I got to extinguish it. Ela Iyamas Hanocha is a mitzvah. If you say the mitzvah of the Hanocha, why do you have to distinguish it? Why do Mahai Mechabe Umadlika? Mechabe Umagbia Umanicha Umadlika. You should have to place it down again, Mibayale. It should have said you have to extinguish it and lift it up and put it down and then light it, Mibayale. Some say you could have just picked it up and put it down, right? But you at least have to pick it up and put it down. That's one raya. Va'od, another raya. Midikam avarchinan asher k'dusha mitzvah tzivon lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. What's the text of the bracha? Lahadlik. It doesn't say lahaniach ner shel Chanukah. Shma mina hadlaka os a mitzvah. Shma mina. Says, so you see hadlaka is the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, v'hash d'armin hadlaka os a mitzvah. Hidlika cherishot of a katan. If a cherishot of a katan would light the Chanukah candle, lo asav lo kum, it's meaningless. Isha vaday madlika, the woman is allowed to light the candle. Damar Rabbi Shimon Levi, nashim chayavos b'ner Chanukah sh'afein hoyu b'osa hanes. Women are obligated to light ner Chanukah because they're included in the miracle. Nowadays, women have the custom not to light because of isha, right, ishto kegufo. Ishto kegufo. So when you light, it's like your wife is lighting as well. So we saw before, so Tosis has a whole different shot of the Gemara, but what we're talking about, so if Hadlako is a mitzvah, so then the lighting is the important thing. If Hanacho is a mitzvah, so the placing is significant as well. So in addition to relighting it, you'd also have to replace it down over there. Okay, gentlemen, we will stop here. Everyone should have a great night. Tomorrow morning, Daf Yomi will meet at 7:30 a.m. 7:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. Have a wonderful night, everybody.
Have a good vote, thank you.
Good vote.